Road to the Texas Revolution, Guided Notes. This is a worksheet with two columns that list on the left events, persons, or a timeline, and on the right is a space to write in your notes while your teacher goes through the slideshow. The essential question for these guided notes is, how does conflict cause political, economic, and social change? The first event person timeline lists dates from 1826 to 1835, starting with the Fredonian Rebellion breaking out and ending with the fighting breaking out at the siege of San Antonio de Bejar in 1835. Following that is a list of events and questions about documents on the right and a space on the left to answer and form your own notes about those events. The first is Fredonian Rebellion of 1826. Explain if the Edwards were justified in declaring independence and why. The next one is a document analysis questions regarding the Stephen F. Austin letter to B.J. Thompson. What was the purpose of this letter? What was Stephen F. Austin's overall tone in this letter? What is Austin's warning in this statement? And if you were the recipient of this letter, how would you react to the claim? The Mir E. Tehran Report. The Disturbances at Anahuac. The Turtle Bay Resolutions. The Battle of Velasco. And a question asking, explain how the Anahuac conflict and the Turtle Bay Resolutions led to the Texas Revolution. The Convention of 1832. The Convention of 1833. Austin's arrest. And what were the conventions of 1832 and 1833 asking for? The Battle of Gonzales. And the Siege of San Antonio de Bejar. Think, pair, share. Answer the following questions using text evidence. How does conflict cause political, economic, and social change? 2. Explain the lasting impact of the people and events leading to the Texas Revolution. 3. In what ways did the Mir E. Tehran Report and the Law of April 6, 1830 lead to the Texas Revolution?